It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Top stories in the news going on right now. President Zelensky has visited Poland, trying to strengthen a bond with Poland amid the Russian war. And there's and thank the country for their crucial support. Then we mentioned this yesterday. There was a runoff race in Chicago for Chicago mayor, and the nation was actually looking at this race, even though it's just a mayoral race. The reason why it was looked at is to see, okay, where are Democrat voters leaning towards as far as a candidate goes? Brandon Johnson ended up securing the race against Paul Vallas. Now, here's the thing. Brandon Johnson was promising to defund the police. That's right. So he's along those lines, and he says he's going to turn he's going to basically be tough on crime, but not as tough as Paul Vallas was. So at least in Chicago, the Democrat voters who were voting in the runoff election primarily sided with the defund the police candidate instead of the tough on crime candidate. So kind of an interesting one right there. And like I said, the nation was kind of looking at that as a maybe a glimpse of what might happen nationwide with other races, what other types of candidates Democrats would be supporting. So kind of interesting right there. We had the an update on the deadly tornado that hit Missouri, and it's killed multiple people. That storm now moving over to the Great Lakes region, the Ohio Valley, which it could have tornadoes popping up there as well. It could just be severe thunderstorms, so keep an eye on that one. Violence in Jerusalem. Ramadan and Passover both going on right now at the same time. And you have, so you got groups from both Christian groups, Jewish, as well as Islam, all going to Jerusalem's holy sites. And apparently violence broke out. And with that, Israeli forces stormed Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque, arresting hundreds of Palestinian worshipers. So getting a little bit of tension going on in Jerusalem over this holiday period. Then let's see here. The United States has flown a nuclear-capable B-52 bomber over North Korea. Oh, boy. So as we continue to have more and more tensions with North Korea, them more so than us trying to, like, you know, just push buttons. Well, now we're pushing a little bit buttons back with the with us flying a B-52 bomber over over North Korea. So there is I saw this story here. Apparently mortgage rates are dropping just a little bit, but the reason they're dropping is not because of the Federal Reserve or anything like that. It's because I guess home sales are down. Lack of home listings is taking a toll on mortgage demand, and you know, just like any kind of supply and demand type of issue, it affects that. So mortgage applications to purchase a home dropped 4% compared to the previous week. New listings are 20% down compared to the previous year. So the average contract interest rate now with a 30-year mortgage fixed rate has decreased to 6.4% compared to 6.45%. So a little bit of easing, not tons, but at least a little bit. Kind of related to that, as we talk about inflation and things like that, we have new cars. The new car prices continue to just rise. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago that used car prices continue to rise because there's still a shortage of new cars. Well, because there's a shortage of new cars, the prices keep going up. In fact, the average price of a new vehicle last year hit $49,500. Just 3 years earlier, it was $10,000 fewer than that. $38,948 just 3 years earlier. So now the average price of a new car is $50,000. That's got some analyst basically saying at that price, a new car is a luxury item now. You no longer can purchase a vehicle and think of it as a reasonable transaction. There's new vehicles priced under $25,000 is less than 5% of all sales. And we mentioned this about a year and a half ago when it became official, there were no brand new vehicles on the market anymore under $10,000. And now it's getting to the point where you can't even find a brand new vehicle for under $15,000. It just doesn't exist anymore. And so that's one of the things that's happened right there. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns due to accidents at this moment. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 as well as Highway 90. You're going to see your typical afternoon traffic that's leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We do have some spotty traffic all throughout 98. That's going to include near Fairpoint Drive throughout Gulf Breeze proper, as well as leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Gondolier Boulevard. Expect slowdowns as you move eastbound towards Tiger Point. See something else? Give me a call at 850-226-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, a few other things going on here. We've got the where'd it go? I just lost it. Okay. Republicans up in Wisconsin have won the supermajority. They're looking to impeach one of their main leaders there in Wisconsin. That's making some news. Mike Pence has agreed to testify to the special counsel now. Mitch McConnell refuses to issue support for Trump. That's one of the first ones to not necessarily come out. I mean, even his opponents like Mitt Romney came out and blasted the indictment. In the meantime, we mentioned that President Trump has taken a huge lead in the poll pertaining to likely Republican voters in the primary. Well, not just that, he's taken the largest lead he's ever had over Biden over this. It really gets you thinking, like, there was people predicting if they indicted him, this is going to make him even more popular. It basically would just make him walk right into the White House. And at least based on polling, it's starting to look that way. However, just, you know, we got to remember that there are, long time between now and the primary election. A lot can change. We are a month to month news cycle at this point. So we're able to, things can change dramatically between now and then. And then Thomas Massie has endorsed DeSantis for president. Once again, another endorsement from a key Republican leader for somebody who is not running for president yet. I mean, he might, but at least right now, he doesn't. So, okay. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bobby, you also have to remember that Democrats will cheat elections. Okay, I guess that goes to saying a lot can happen between now and 2024 when Trump has a giant lead over Biden right now. That's pertaining to that story. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative. Yeah, here's a text that I'll still vote for Trump. And that's what we're seeing is more people are willing to vote for Trump now than even before. So because of, I was reading a couple of things like, why are people switching over now and like starting to jump on the Trump train, I guess you would say, for lack of a better word. And the main reason is because they realize this indictment, if it isn't, it at least appears to be very political in nature. And so it's almost like, you know what? We have to support Trump in order to fight this kind of political use of the judicial system is the way many, many people, and we're talking independents and we're not talking but just hardcore MAGA Trump supporters. It's all over the place where they're going, we feel like we have to support him in order to oppose this kind of overreach of the judicial system. is Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here next, we're going to get a top trending news with Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. So stick around for that next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We're talking about how the Chicago runoff election ended up voting for the guy who has promised to defund the police versus the candidate who is going to crack down on crime. And a lot of people feel like this is a reflection of what might happen nationwide, where Democrats are mostly going to support the defund the police type of candidates. It might be just a Chicago thing, but at least some pundits at least believe that that's what the case is. Got texted, if we do get rid of the police, would the UN step in for customer protection, or would the US set up a new agency? Who knows? I don't think they think that there's very much thought about that. Now, you got to remember, part of the whole defund the police movement, the idea isn't necessarily to not have any policemen. That isn't really the idea. The idea is, let's defund the police and start over. Because it basically the concept is it's too, whether it be corrupt or the policies in place are too ingrained, whatever it might be, you can't fix it. We just got to scrap it and start over. That's the mentality behind it. Here's a tech. Governor DeSantis said he would sign the bill for permitless carry firearms before he left office. And since he just signed it, leads me to believe that he's getting ready to run for president. There's a lot of people pointing to that and believing that he's getting ready for it. I guess we shall see very soon. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3 informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, former Vice President Pence is going to testify in an ongoing investigation of former President Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. That's according to his advisor. This comes after the judge ruled that immunity shouldn't prevent Pence from testifying about conversations related to alleged illegal activity on the part of the former president. It looks like that deadly tornado that hit Missouri this morning was a strong one. The National Weather Service says the tornado had a peak wind speed of 130 miles an hour in Bollinger County, which is just south of St. Louis. Police say at least five people died in that particular storm. It's been pretty deadly for tornadoes over the last couple of days. A pair of former Oklahoma jail guards who forced inmates to listen to Baby Shark as punishment have been put on probation. The judge also ordered them to pay a $200 fine. Gregory Butler Jr. and Christian Miles both pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor cruelty charge. An investigation found they forced inmates to stand for long periods of time and played children's music loudly on a loop. One victim said he had to listen to Baby Shark for 2 hours straight. Oh, the humanity. And those are your top trending headlines. Yeah.
Yeah. Gracie mentioned this yesterday. There's a Baby Shark movie coming out. Uh-oh. Do you know any more details about this Baby Shark movie, Gracie? What's going on?
I know
with
that
Baby Shark movie?
Ashley Tisdale is in it. She played Sharpay in High School Musical. She's supposed to be the mean pop star shark. Mm-hmm. That's all I really know. I know it's a musical.
So it's like a live action type of thing. So it's not a cartoon? Or
she's the voice. She's the voice of the shark.
Okay. I got
And you. I think Cardi B and Offset or someone else is in it too as well.
Wow. So it's like the whole soundtrack just going to be the Baby Shark song, the whole soundtrack?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure I'll let you know when I have it on repeat.
Yeah. You can do the preview for that one. Yeah. All right. It's Pets Call right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No major delays right now that are anything that we don't see every day. That's going to include Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. 98 throughout the Nature Preserve is going to be slow moving as you move towards Tiger Point from Gulf Breeze. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge looking good. See something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Yeah, I got a text here that says, well, it could have been worse. They could have forced them to listen to Yoko Ono. I don't know. Baby Shark on loop is pretty bad. It's pretty bad. So I got a text here. With Trump's indictment, he's in an all-time high favorability. It might not be right for DeSantis to run against him. That's kind of what I mentioned the other day as well, that with this indictment and him garnering a lot of support from even independents, that this might be the thing that pushes DeSantis away from running against him. Exactly. A text here makes you wonder what the Dems are doing while people are distracted with the indictment. And I've heard that from many people saying that this is just a distraction. And so, yeah, I guess we got to keep our eyes open on different things. All right. We were talking about real estate, how real estate prices, real estate mortgages have dropped 4% compared to the previous week. And listings are down 20% compared to a year ago. That's the nationwide view. What about right here in Florida? Well, out of the top 10 most overvalued markets in real estate, quite a few of them are here in Florida. I'll tell you which ones coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Got quite a few people thinking that, yes, DeSantis should run still. Or do you mean you think he should run or should run away from running? I don't know. All right. Out of the top 10 most overvalued metro real estate markets, five of the top 10 are right here in Florida. The most overvalued real estate market in the country belongs to Atlanta. But number two is Cape Coral. Sixth is Lakeland. Seventh is Palm Bay. Deltona is eighth. And Tampa is ninth most overvalued market. Now, and Northport was 11th most overvalued market. So six out of the top 11 are right here in Florida for what's considered to be most overvalued markets. Cape Coral, for example, the home prices are overvalued at 47.22%. Tampa, Deltona, Palm Bay, Lakeland, all right around 41%. Miami, which is obviously our largest metro, came at 27th most overvalued, and it's overvalued at 33.8%. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This bodes to possibly show a sign that home prices may start to come down, or maybe not.
One day here, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave, heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate.
Break Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We were talking about maybe Governor Ron DeSantis won't be running for president, yet he keeps getting pretty major endorsements from different members of Congress. Just got an endorsement from Thomas Massey today, and got a text here that says, how about Don with Ron as VP? Don and Ron. There you go, maybe. It didn't sound like in a recent interview that Ron DeSantis was going to be interested in being the VP, though, so I'm not sure. Of course, that stuff can change pretty quickly. Before we get to your sports hit, I do want to share this about Warrington Middle School. We've been keeping our eye on this whole situation and the drama there, where Charter Schools USA missed their deadline to present their contract to take it over and turn it into a charter school. And now they've presented their contract. It's a non-negotiable contract. In other words, take it or leave it. And lots of the members of the school board feel like they're just being jerked around at this point and they shouldn't accept it. However, at this point, it sounds like, because there was at one point there was two different charter organization. Well, one of them is a Charter Schools USA. The other one was going to be a new startup charter organization that was going to run it. And I guess that option fell apart. But now there's basically just a couple options. Either accept the Charter School USA contract, Charter School USA contract, or Department of Education wants to just close the school, or they can reopen the school in the fall, but under a new name, and it would have a new purpose, like a sixth grade only learning center or something like that. It won't be the full like middle school. So why is the Charter School USA contract so like egregious? Well, for $1 per year, Charter Schools USA wants full control of the middle school while the school district still maintains it. Then they want to transition it into a K-12 choice school after 4 years. So in other words, basically for free, we just want you to give us the school and then you guys maintain it and we're just going to run it. But we're not going to pay for the school. I mean, $1 per year is basically saying we're going to do this for free. We're not paying the school district anything. And that's, I think, one of the biggest things. While the school district's still going to be maintaining the property, but wait a minute, with this new school choice bill that just passed by the governor, every student who attends there can opt for school choice and get a voucher to help pay for the charter school, yet the district's still going to maintain it? That's a major lose-lose. So the problem is just running out of time with anything else right now. And I thought former teachers were trying to organize some sort of charter school organization on their own, like a new one. I guess maybe they just dropped that idea, or they weren't able to get it together in time. Whatever it is, it sounds like these are all the last three steps with Warrington Middle School. Texter, didn't the superintendent recommend the Charter School USA contract? Yes, it's just some of the school board members are not on board with that yet. And they feel like it's just the reason why Dr. Tim Smith wants to go ahead and take it is because it keeps the school open. And, at what cost per se is what the other school board members are bringing up. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be at Gondolier Boulevard. The accident is going to be in the westbound direction. So we are just seeing some slight slowdowns heading westbound. Eastbound is where the majority of the delays, if you are on 98, that's going to start right around getting into the Live Oaks Nature Preserve and going to continue until you get to Garcon Point intersection with spotty traffic. We also are looking good on I-10 and I-110, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, and everyday afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace due to construction. See something else on the road slowing you down or have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Got another text here. The school board needs to tell the charter school to go pound sand with their dollar. Yeah, with their $1. That's pretty funny. All right. Top three stories here, and then we'll get to your sports hit. President Zelensky has visited Poland. Thank them for their support. Ramadan and Passover have raised tensions at a Jerusalem holy site as violence has broken out. And the U.S. has flown a nuclear-capable B-52 bomber over North Korea amid tensions with North Korea. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight at 6:30. Chicago Bulls against the Milwaukee Bucks. And we're down to less than a week now before we're going to be in the play-in tournament for the NBA. So this is pretty key games here for some of these teams to try to get into the playoffs. After the Bulls-Milwaukee Bucks game, you've got the Lakers against the Clippers around 9 o'clock on ESPN. Major League Baseball underway right now. Atlanta Braves beat the Cardinals earlier today. The Miami Marlins beat the Twins. Tampa Bay Rays beat Washington. Then the Brewers beat the Mets. The Pirates beat the Boston Red Sox. Yankees beat the Phillies. And right now, the Angels are beating the Seattle Mariners 2-1. And the Cleveland Guardians are beating the Oakland A's 4-1. Then, let's see here. TNT has the NHL hockey with the Tampa Bay Lightning playing the Rangers at 6:30. The late game at 9 o'clock is going to be Edmonton against Anaheim. Then in sports news, Austin Ekeler, the running back for the Chargers, says returning to the Chargers is the worst case scenario. He's hoping to get traded to another team. According to a report, John Elway's role with the Broncos has officially ended as his contract ended and they didn't renew it. The NFL's Arizona Cardinals are going to have new uniforms in 2023. They have not released them yet, but that is the word that they're coming out with new uniforms. And the general manager for the Ravens says that it's possible they may pick a quarterback in the first round. And I guess that goes back to Lamar Jackson not having a contract with them yet. They're not sure if they can get something done, so they may go after a quarterback. And then finally, Babe Ruth's bat broke a sale record thanks to photo ID. So those are your top sports stories. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I just saw a couple of stories from out west to let you know about as we talk about weather changes and all kinds of weather issues and stuff like that. Well, one of them is that the Lake Mead, which we've reported on quite a few times. Remember last summer, they kept discovering like remains of bodies in Lake Mead because it was getting so shallow. They were all of a sudden discovering like what do you call them? Those big drums, like big oil drums. They were discovering these at the bottom of the Lake Mead in the dried bed. They were pulling those up and then turned out it had remains inside of them and stuff. So the Lake Mead is getting so low and there was concerns because Lake Mead actually has the water that supplies Las Vegas and Las Vegas is only growing all the time. And they're going, this is just unsustainable. Well, apparently Lake Mead water levels have risen, defying projections. Well, yeah, they had like records breaking snow in the West this year in Colorado and Southern Utah and Nevada, even in California. Oh my goodness. They've gotten so much snow. In fact, I saw this story. You know, California has been dealing with wildfires seemingly every year for like 5 or 6 years now, right? California's water reserves are nearing 100% for the first time in many years because of all the rain. They're at 98% full. All of their water reservoirs in California. Pretty big deal right there. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So let's see here. Are we saying that the B-52s violated North Korea's airspace? Why wouldn't they have tried to shoot it down? So I looked that up earlier myself. And so we flew them to the Korean Peninsula to just, I guess, we didn't go right into their airspace. But we flew it like right there along the airspace just as a show of strength against North Korea. That, look, we can fly our B-52 bombers right next to you. And apparently our B-52s were flanked by fighter jets as well. So if they tried to shoot it down, it would have, you know, it would have turned into something pretty big. So, all right. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative. And apparently this, by the way, is not the first time we've done this. We reported on it about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, that we did the same thing. So it seems like every time they shoot missiles, like do their test firing of their missiles, we take a couple weeks and then we fly our B-52s right along their right along the border just to show them, hey, we got nuclear capable planes right next to you. All right, it's just a little war games going on with North Korea. Hey, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida, Casual for Kids Day is coming up April 28th, and you can have a casual Friday work day by getting a Casual for Kids t-shirt. Team orders are due by Monday, April 10th, and this goes to support the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida. Their mission is to love and support families of children with medical needs by giving them a place to call home. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from the newsroom. And then got a couple of Easter-related stories for you. One of them particularly about the high price of eggs. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi coming up here at the beginning of next hour, right after our WEAR news update. We've got our daily Florida legislative update for you that we do. I'll go over some of the bills that have passed through the legislature or going through committees. Let's get our quick up. First, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Then we'll go to the newsroom.
Nothing too bad on the roads except everyday afternoon traffic. 98 leaving Pensacola or leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Extremely slow moving traffic, as well as getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach. Expect some delays, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Leica's Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to our newsroom with Steve Taylor. Steve, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, former President Trump may go to trial just as the Republican presidential primaries kick off. See, Trump faces dozens of criminal counts in New York City related to alleged illegal hush money payments to kill negative information before the 2016 election. But prosecutors of the case are pushing for the trial to start in January 2024, just before the primaries in Iowa and New Hampshire in early February. The drama continues. New Jersey officials are cracking down on a surge in vehicle thefts in the state. Congressman Josh Gottenheimer says thousands of cars are being stolen and illegally exported through a tri-state area port. Last month, investigators seized 23 stolen vehicles worth more than $1 million at the port of Newark. They say the cars are heading toward the West African countries. And finally, a second trailer is being released for the highly anticipated film Barbie. It stars Margot Robbie in the title role and Ryan Gosling as Barbie's boyfriend Ken. The film's going to follow the couple as they enter the real world and deal with the fact they're no longer dolls. Rest of the star-studded cast includes Will Ferrell, and Barbie hits theaters on July 21st, but I wonder if this Barbie and Ken are going to be anatomically correct or not.
Yeah, not. Hopefully they don't really have that in the in the movie.
Right, no.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we have this, hack that's starting to go viral. Because eggs are so expensive, people are looking at things that they can do instead of eggs. And apparently, Potatoes USA is promoting, instead of coloring eggs, color your potatoes. Dye potatoes. And there's a few pictures online of people showing these, and it actually looks kind of interesting. I mean, they still look like potatoes. They're all like lumpy and, you know, misshapen and stuff. But they're very colorful. And so I was like, okay. I guess that might be one thing. It's not really going to save you a bunch of money, though. It will save you a little bit, but not really a whole lot of money. By the way, the average American is going to spend about $192 on Easter this year. That's $24 billion. That's up from a high of $21.7 billion in 2020. The most common expenses, candy, gifts, food, clothing, flowers, decorations, and greeting cards. So they're expecting this year to be a record-breaking year for spending on Easter. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So apparently something that's becoming more and more popular these days are men with six-pack abs. Oh, yeah, it's becoming more popular, but not for the reason you think. No, people aren't getting in shape, eating right, dieting, and exercising. They're not even using liposuction. No. They're going to surgeons, and they're doing something that they call, it's basically a technique that they call abdominal etching. So it does use liposuction, but not completely. They use it just enough to make the guy look like they have six-pack abs. So basically, they're just sucking out fat, and your abs look like they're all rock solid, and it's just really fat that looks like six-pack. And they'll even take out some fat around the chesticles and make you look like you got a muscular chest. But they don't take it all out. Just enough to shape the body in a way that's hilarious. Can you just imagine like me going out there with a big old beer belly, but it looks like I got six-pack of abs? Like from the side, you're like, whoa, that dude's got a big old belly. And then from the front, like, oh, never mind, he's got six-pack abs. All good. That would be hilarious. That's your sign of the apocalypse. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Good question. Bobby, instead of buying eggs, why don't they buy those cheap plastic-colored ones? That's true. I do like those things. You can get them at Dollar General. 92.